the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 12. This is also Homecoming Sunday, so this is a very important Scripture to remind us about the good things God has promised. New Living Translation says this, "The truth is that you will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen." May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. I have a commentary about this scripture in Jeremiah 29:11. It's about hope. The verse appears in the middle of the prophet's announcement, and the people of Israel were going to spend a long time in exile away from their homeland, 70 years, as God's discipline. And after that, God will return them to the land. In other words, God had a plan for their future. But our sinfulness often leads to a dismal situation, feeling of despair. But, you know, I like the buts and the if. But we must always remember this does not come from God. God is the author of hope. And even in exile, with its seemingly hopelessness, was part of God's long-range plan for His people. And His plans were good. So our challenge for all of us, if we're facing hopelessness, you may be inheriting the results of some other person's sinful decisions and actions, not yours. Or you may be reaping your own bad reward. You may not have really discovered the hope that is found in God's love for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Respect despair and seek out God's plan and His hope for you.